I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Very excited to welcome our guest this week. We have Shavo Odagian. He's the founder at 22Red. Shavo, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Shavo, very excited to have you on because you're a man of many talents. Aside from running 22Red, which is a premium lifestyle brand that's really focused on cannabis, fashion, music, and wellness, you are also a musician. You are a bassist for the heavy metal band System of a Down, and you also play the guitar.
Yes, sir.
Now, you also play bass in a trap group, North Kingsley. Is that true?
It's something new. We actually just finished our first record, 14 songs. It's getting mixed right now. We're called North Kingsley. And it's just a side passion project I started about 4 years ago, around the same time I started 22Red. And we've dropped two EPs during the pandemic, which was pretty rough, but we did it. And I did EPs and just did them independently. And I was planning on just doing EPs because of the climate of how music is and how people can't handle full records anymore because of the ADD generation we're living in. But I just, as the songs matured, you know, we're evolving. We're three new guys working together. And our music just evolved into something I'm really proud of. And I thought, 14 songs, we don't cut that up. We put it together. And I always loved listening to records and how they combine songs with each other. I'm also a DJ. We didn't talk about that, but I've been DJing since 95. And I love the concept of putting songs one after another or together and just kind of making it seamless, you know, where it starts. I mean, one song ends, one song starts, and it feels like they were meant to go together. That's a passion. And so when the record was written, when 14 songs, I said, you know what, this should be done in that way. Kids should, I'm not going to conform to what's happening. I'm going to kind of do what I feel like doing. And we'll have the audience conform to our style. You know what I mean? Then do what we want to do and listen to us the way we want to be listened to. So yeah, it's going to be a record launch. It should come out in the next few months. It's being mixed right now by Morgoth Beats, who's this amazing producer in LA, who I've been working with lately, songwriting with. So yeah, it's a good stuff.
That's awesome. And so talk to us a little bit about 22Red. So I think from at least some of the research that I've done on your background, right, your lifestyle brand, obviously your cannabis brand, but your lifestyle brand first. So like, what was it that got you to say, this is what I'm going to launch, this is my mission, this is what I'm going to be focusing on?
So around 4 years ago, me and a good friend of mine, I mean, one of my best friends, Mike, we've been friends since 7 years old. Our fathers were friends. We were talking, you know, he's an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. We're like, we've never done anything together. We've been friends. And you know how it's hard to do things with friends. You don't want to mix business and friendship. But we've been so tight throughout the years. I said, let's do something. He's in the fashion world. So I said, dude, let's make like a lifestyle brand. So we decided to start a brand together. I've always been good at branding and marketing. I started System of a Down in 95. And I mean, back then we didn't have internet, we didn't have, you couldn't make a demo from home, you know, you had to do everything big and or from the streets. So I grinded, I stood outside, made flyers at Kinko's, cut them myself, you know, glue stick and all, and made flyers, would go to shows, stand outside, made stickers, would just pump the brand, pump the name. I took the pictures for the stickers. I made them into stickers. I just did it from ground up, you know? So I thought we'd take that approach to it with some of the new methods that is with us now. So I'll brand, I'll market, you come up with the clothing with my style at mind, in mind. Like, cause I like to wear, I like having minimal branding on me, not like crazy brands all over the place, just like small yet effective and some cool little twists. You know what I mean? Like our merch started getting, like we started leaving messages within the t-shirt inside. If you like flip it around, you see a message, but you won't see it if you're just wearing it right side up. Cool little things like that. You know what I mean? So that was the plan, just to do that. And I love skateboarding. I've been skateboarding since I was 6 years old. I'm still in that world. I thought we'd mix some skateboarding, some music, some art, some culture, and we'd have a nice little brand, right? And it was just meant to be boutique and little. And what happened was our third partner came in, Sean, and he's an expert grower in LA, been doing it for about 15 years, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. And I've always known of him. I just didn't know at what capacity his style of grow was. I thought he just had some small grows in his backyard, you know what I mean? Like doing in his garage. When I went and saw his operations, my jaw drops. And also about cannabis and mixing it up, ever since it got legal in Cali in 06, brands been coming up to me, let's do a Chavo strain, let's do this. And I just never wanted to be a part of it. You know, I just was like, let me be the connoisseur I am, because I really am one. I'm like a sommelier when it comes to, cannabis. And I said, let me be that and you guys do your thing. You guys grow, I'll do what I do. And plus I didn't want to back anything. I didn't know how it grew. What the process was, if it was clean, the regulations. And I just don't want to put my name on something I'm not in control of. Well, this guy, you could eat up the floor of his grow. He's got music playing and he's so innovative. He has new, every year his grows become better. And so what I saw, I knew I could back. So we made him a partner and the three of us started 22 Red, bro. So it became a lifestyle cannabis brand. And what's good is the lifestyle components all intertwined with cannabis. Skateboarding, music, art, culture, they all revolve around that world. So they go hand in hand. And the number one key thing was that we keep everything premium and no middle and no low quality, just premium. So if you want good, you're going to come to us. You're never going to get anything less. And that's been our motto, and that's been what I've been striving for and what I'm pushing it for. I'd rather not have it in the stores than have something mid-range in the stores. You know what I mean? I'd rather pull it off the shelf and wait till we have the good quality. And, it takes time to grow that. It takes the amount. It's harder to grow a lot of it, because it's so quality and the strains, the genetics rare. And, it's just, that's my thing, bro. I just wanted to make something that was good and put my name on it. I have a good track record and I want to keep it.
First of all, where can people buy it?
We started 4 years ago in 3 dispensaries in Los Angeles. Now we're in 3 states. So anywhere in Arizona, most dispensaries in Nevada, and we just revamped our distribution and grow. So we are just relaunching in California again. Right now you can find us at every Steezy shop, and we're about to go everywhere very soon. We're stretching our footprint across Southern and Northern California in the next 3 months. So soon you can find us anywhere. It's just hard to grow as much of the strains I have because our capacity is not as much as I want it to be. But that's what makes us boutique in Cali. In Arizona, we're everywhere. And in Nevada, we're also in specific shops.
Now, so you were saying that you are a cannabis connoisseur, right? And so, or even like a sommelier for the cannabis space. So are you, and I'm just curious, but like when you are consuming and trying different products, are you also focusing on like, hey, these are very terpene rich here in X, Y, and Z. But like, what is it that you kind of dissect when you're trying different products?
It's not about getting high for me. It used to be when I was younger, but it's not that anymore. It's about the terpenes and the smell and the taste and how it makes you feel. And I don't try to smoke so much where I'm locked on a couch, trying to stare at my face, I want to be able to function. I'm an entrepreneur. I do things. We talked about earlier, I wake up early in the morning and I do things. I work. So it would be not fun if you're just stoned off your ass, right? So I focus on that, the quality, the way it's been cured. And I just had a visit. I just got back from Arizona. I checked on everybody. We had a big skateboarding event there with Cowtown Skateboards. It was for Go Skate Day, which was on the 21st of June, which went really well, by the way. And I went and I met with a lot of butt tenders, a lot of the salespeople, a lot of the CEOs that work at the dispensary. It's just, I do that. I walk in and I meet the people that sell our stuff. And I was really intrigued by how much Arizona, compared to California is not as big on terpenes as Arizona is. Those guys are that's a very important thing for them. What terpene is in what strain and how it affects them personally, which really opened my eyes and ears to it and gave me the best idea, which I'm going to try to, we're revamping our website, 22red.com. And I really want to put a whole section up there that educates people on terpenes and what does what to, you know, to who. Every human being reacts differently with every terpene. You know, I could smoke something that makes me anxious that you can smoke and it relaxes you. So I want people to kind of figure that out for themselves. I want that taboo of marijuana, of cannabis to go away where, oh, I smoke weed, I get anxiety. No, it's the type of smoke you smoke. It's the type of strain you smoke. It's not just cannabis itself. It's not the, you know, it's not weed. It's the, that specific strain. Because, you know, some people react differently with, you know, a different chemical. So I want to have a section that educates the consumer on what we have, you know. Right now, it's kind of tough. We have to be state specific because of federal laws, we can't, and state laws, of course, we can't really ship our strains to any state. We have to have specific strains in specific states. So we would have to build like the Arizona section, the Nevada section, and the California section, which is easily done. And so that's my goal. Yes, to answer your question, that's very big for me now. After visiting Arizona, I came back with this whole new goal to get all of our strains, break them down, write down all the terpenes that are in our genetics, and explain what each one does and what each one's for. You know, I think it's our responsibility to educate the smoker.
Any learnings, at least now that you've, you know, launched 22 Red, like anything that really stands out to you that not only you've kind of experienced, but also maybe something that you've learned about yourself that you didn't know before?
I've always been the go-getter. I've always been the guy that does more than less. You know, I'm just doing that exact same thing. I love to brand. I love to market things. And I go all in. It's about passion and consistency. And I'm seeing myself using that, and that's leading to success. You know what I mean? It's just I have to stay consistent to what I'm doing. And, you know, I've just learned that I am the same as I was before, just older and wiser.
Good answer. And Shavo, have you seen anything as far as trends? Obviously, you guys have flower and pre-rolls and live resin. You know, I've been hearing just from being in the industry, like more and more on a daily basis, people talking about live resin and rosin.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I think for a lot of people who are kind of curious and just getting into it, they're like, what's the difference between live resin and rosin?
The difference is live resin is not solvent free, and live rosin is solvent free. It's solventless, which, like, you know, dry wash, ice wash. Yeah. I can explain the process. You just kind of, it's, you don't use butane, CO2, nothing like that. That's like what they use for live resin and then clean it out. Live rosin is just straight washing your weed with ice, getting what's left on the bottom, rewashing it 2-3 times, and selling the little resin or rosin that forms on the bottom. And that's the process I've seen. And we're moving to that soon. It's just, it's a very long process that's manual. It's not, I haven't seen it being done with machines yet, but I know that live resin is made everywhere. Rosin is what's really wanted right now by a lot of people. That's what's really hyped right now is that rosin. It's very expensive. You know, not everyone can afford rosin, you know?
You know what's interesting though, because I've tried some, you know, rosin and also live resin, but there's just something about rosin that sounds like, I don't know if the word is delicious, but even when you look at it, right? It's just like,
it's creamy, right? It's creamy.
Honey and like, yeah. It's delicious, right? So I feel like a lot of people gravitate towards like very natural, chemical-free products.
It's clean. You know? I was about to tell you, it's cleaner. It's so clean that you kind of want to smoke it. I smoke live rosin a lot. Rosin a lot. And I do have a lot of live resin, but I gravitate to rosin for some reason. So that's our next move, is rosin for Part 22 Red. It's just because they come in such small batches and you can't really store them for too long. You know, you have to kind of make it and sell it right away.
Yeah. This is awesome. Well, I'm very interested. I've never tried your product, so I'm looking forward to trying them. And
let us know if you want anything sent to you. Oh, you're in New York, aren't you?
But I'm in California all the time, so we can meet for lunch.
Please, when you're in Cali, let me know. I will make some time and I will bring you some stuff myself.
I would love that.
That's how proud I am of our product. I really spend the time and effort on it.
I'm like you. I'm not at, like, you know, I'm not into like the whole, oh, I need to get high. I'm like, I really like to try products for their terpene profiles, for their flavor, and like,
me too,
you know, the enjoyability of the plant, right? Not necessarily just to get fucked up.
Like, I don't just want to smoke what we have because I want to see what's out there so I could see what we can do, you know? It's like being inspired. For example, as an artist, I write better music if I listen to more music. The more music I listen to, the better my songs get. It's like being a writer. When you read, you write better. You know what I'm saying? So in order to produce high quality and good genetics and stuff, I want to see what's out there so I know what to mix up. That's another big passion of mine, is creating genetics. And I got that started about 20 years ago. We went to Amsterdam with System of a Down, and I had gotten this number of someone that I was told was the guy to call in Amsterdam. And I didn't know, because I just go into any coffee shop and get high, right? And remember, back then, LA, you would buy in the corner. You would have to have a guy to sell you weed. You know, it wasn't like there was menus and stuff. Anyhow, I went over there, and we got in around 5 a.m. I called this guy. I woke him up. He's like, "Who is this?" I said who I was. He didn't know. I said, "Listen, I'm sorry I'm calling you so early, but we just came into town. We have a show the night after. I really want some good stuff." And he's like, "Okay, call me in the morning." So when I call him at like 10 a.m., I guess he Googled me, found out who I was, or whatever me. It was 20 years ago. So he did something. He found out who I was, asked people around. And he said, "Where are you staying?" I told him. He's like, "We're right downstairs." So I had no idea I was calling the master. I was calling Arian, the strain hunter. Like, he's the owner of the Greenhouse Seed Company. They're the ones that created the White Widow, the Super Silver, the Super Arian's Haze. You know what I'm saying? The Super Lemon Haze was theirs. So I didn't know I was meeting a legend. I went down there. His store was right down from my hotel, like right across from my hotel. I went, they had the red carpet for me, kind of like the velvet rope. I went in there and they handed me two big sacks of like their best, like 2 ounces. And I said, and I saw the menu, and I was disappointed. And they looked at me like, "Why?" I said, "I really want to taste. I don't just want to get high off of two strains. I want a little bit of everything you got." And that's when they looked at each other like, this guy knows what's up. So they were having the High Times Cup in Amsterdam that weekend, but we were leaving soon. So I guess every time they have that, they do a harvest tasting. They invited me to the harvest tasting. They moved their harvest tasting. They pulled it early so I could attend. And I went up there, and they had a dinner table with about 25 bowls of the most amazing cannabis with numbers on them, not even like names. We had to sit there. We sat at 4 p.m. and smoked till about 2 a.m. on this dinner table. And that's when this whole thing happened in me, the spark, where I was like, dude, like, there's so much that you can do, and there's so much that there is already. So I'm still friends with them, and we have something in the works. I'm going to take some American stuff and mix it with some of their old school strains and see what we can come up. So my whole passion opened up back then. That's when it was sparked, about creating new genetics. So there's a lot to come in the future, but it all started from that. And you can find that little clip. It's somewhere on YouTube. If you just pull up System of a Down Getting High, you can probably see that, like a small fraction of that time of me getting sparked, you know. The light bulb went on, you know. So anyway, thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, Shava, listen, thank you for coming on the show. Congrats on everything that you've been building, and your career, and, you know, being a musician, and all the things that you're fitting into your life. So
thank you, brother.
I really appreciate you sharing your story, and it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. And I'm still telling you, if you're in LA, find me somehow.
When I'm in LA next, in a couple of weeks, I'll give you a heads up.
I'd love to get you some stuff and have some lunch.
Awesome, Darren.
Be well, brother. Have a good one.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.